Are stocks set to rally in the new year?
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. The euphoria that accompanied Donald Trump's surprise election has pretty much faded on Wall Street, though the markets are set to end with solid gains for 2016. So what lies ahead? Will stocks continue to drift as we start 2017, or will they rally as we approach Inauguration Day, January 20th? Liz Miller is president of Summit Place Financial Advisors, and she joins us now. Liz, obviously, it's very quiet for markets on the last trading day of the year. Stocks seem to be on hold now after a strong post-election rally. First, do you think this rally was overdone, or is this natural end-of-the-year profit-taking?
I don't think this rally was overdone. I do think, as we like to say, you know, it needs to stabilize. It needs to create a base and hold. But we really had two things come together in November. We had this surprise election that created a lot of trading just to reposition for some investors. And it really coincided with the end of third quarter earnings, which we don't hear a lot of talk about. But this was very important because those earnings reports all painted a very clear picture that the mid-cycle slowdown we've been in is coming to an end. So I see a lot of this rally that we've enjoyed as partly being optimism for the future of U.S. corporations, even from where they were prior to the election.
So how do you see the markets performing, Liz, at the start of 2017?
I think our optimistic view for the start of the year is for the market to hold these gains. I don't think they are outsized gains. I think they're justified, as I said, by the already strong or improving economic environment. So what we want to see in the first few weeks is that the market holds these positions. Once we have our new president in after the inauguration, we're going to get a lot of our questions answered. Right now, we're all speculating on what the policies could be, what the advantages for the economy might be, what the risks for the economy might be, but it's still all speculation. So what we want to do is start the year and be able to hold this market through that speculation.
So holding the market, do you mean trading sideways for a while until we see more specifics on Donald Trump's policies?
Yes, I really want to see this market be able to hold the gains it's had, trade sideways. Late January, we may start getting some early earnings reports of fourth quarter, so those will become, you know, the source of focus for a little while after the inauguration. All focus is going to be on his administration and his policy priorities.
As you mentioned, there's already been tons of speculation and predictions about how the economy and stocks might benefit from Trump's cabinet and a GOP-dominated Congress. Do you share that optimism?
I look to the new administration with cautious optimism. I think that the comments we've made so far suggest a focus on some business-friendly policies. I think that U.S. corporations certainly could benefit and should benefit from some important corporate tax reform with some review of regulation that really puts U.S. companies at a disadvantage to choosing to take their business elsewhere. So I think that many of us can agree there are changes that would be very positive for U.S. companies, and I'd love to see those enacted under the new administration.
I'm speaking with Liz Miller, president of Summit Place Financial Advisors, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Today's episode is brought to you by CIT. It's time to get growing with commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services from CIT. CIT works with companies across a wide variety of industries, including transportation, technology, energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and retail. CIT has the expertise and experience to help you grow your business. For more information about how your business can grow with CIT, visit CIT.com. Put knowledge to work.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm speaking with Liz Miller. Liz, what sectors do you think have a good chance of breaking out early in 2017?
We have a good chance of seeing a little bit more of this sector rotation in 2017. Even though we ended the year with a rally, It was not across the board. We saw a lot of profit taking or rotation out of some very stable good sectors. For instance, the consumer staples, as we call it, those companies that provide food and toothpaste and things that are very reliable to consumers. I really see a lot of those at a value price at the moment, and I think we can see them strengthen in the new year. I think other sectors that had a very strong year-end rally could pull back a little bit.
Namely financials. Financials had a strong rally in the wake of the election. They seem to have pulled back a little bit. What about that sector?
So we've really seen the financial sector discount a lot of future optimism. Financials certainly benefit as interest rates go up. There can be some benefit in an inflationary environment. And certainly there's some hope that Wall Street in general might benefit from a new administration. In my view, all of this is a little bit of speculation for the future, and certainly this sector has perhaps already discounted the early good news of 2017. I'd like to see those stocks at least hold these gains for the next 3 to 6 months before we get enough fundamental information to help them move higher.
Liz Miller, president of Summit Place Financial Advisors, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thank you.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the News Desk in New York.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.